Blog Talk Radio.
You're tuned in to Stardom 100 Radio. Stardom 100 Radio.
What time is it?
With your host, Tanisha Davis. We're the show that's keeping it all the way 100 with you.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the heavenly orchestrated, never duplicated lyrical symphony known as the Eternal One Eternity, a.k.a. Mr. Everlasting, the Lyrical Assassin, and you are tuned into Stardom 100 Radio. Let's go.
Call security!
Yo, what's poppin'? It's the Young Lion, Sammy, and right now you're tuned in to Stardom 100 Radio. Keep it locked.
What's up, everyone, and thank you for tuning in to another episode here on Stardom 100 Radio. And I'm your host, none other than Tanisha Davis. Happy Juneteenth to everyone out there. Hope you all know that today is the celebration of Juneteenth. So take the time to educate yourselves about why we are celebrating Juneteenth. It's very important. If you don't know about it, research. All right, so today we have a very special guest on the show, author Johan, who will be speaking about his new sci-fi and fantasy novel called The Unveiled. So this is really, really dope. I really want you all to pay attention because I'm just excited about this topic. I'm excited about this book. He's going to be bringing us a lot of amazing information about the book. So be sure to be attentive. So Johan, do we have you on the line?
Yes, you do. I'm here, Tanisha. How are you?
I'm doing great. How's the weather? You're in Georgia.
Oh, it's actually pretty nice today.
Okay.
It's not bad at all, actually. It's perfect. I ate outside today. So it was good.
Okay. It's been very hot. Very hot. And you would think, like, with the cold that we experienced, that we would be like, oh, yay. It is like,
Yeah, I don't like either extreme, so I totally feel like we hop from one to the other. But here we are.
Right, right. So to all the listeners, can you tell us a little bit about yourself? You know, give us a little background on you as an author.
So I started off, I've been writing pretty much my entire life. Ever since I was like about 6 years old, and like the earliest I can remember, I'd won a competition with my first book titled The Little Frog. And ever since then, I've been writing even up through high school into college. I went to the University of Georgia, Go Dawgs. And I did a little bit of poetry there too, as well as different short stories until I got, and then towards the end of college, I began the Unveiled series and haven't looked back since.
Wow.
So that's pretty much my writing journey.
Okay. Now, this book is like a sci-fi fantasy, but it actually includes characters that represent us, Black people. So what inspired the book?
I think a piece of it might be like have been subconsciously that I just like yearn to be included in the community that I didn't feel myself represented. I think we get kind of like always caught up in, we always have to relate to characters that don't look like us, and we do it, but it's like at some point you're like, I would like to see somebody who looks like this, or at some point you go to the movies to see a movie and you're just like, wow, there's like not one Black person in this movie or one person of color, period, to be honest. And so I think that's where it kind of spawned, and just like, and because it is fantasy, because it is sci-fi, I had the opportunity, or rather the great opportunity to like create a world that like I envisioned and that I would think would be like if something outside of the realm of our reality existed, what it would look like to me. And that's how it spawned. And then I just kept writing and didn't look back.
Okay. Now, I like that you wrote a book that has characters that represent us, because like you said, you don't get to see Black people represented, not even in the movies when they do a lot of these sci-fi movies, fantasy novels. Like if you go back and think about Avatar. Now, I was a little on edge with Avatar because the people I was like, they kind of seem like they had some of a, you know, a little urban going on. But
yeah.
Like, what was your thought about that movie?
I think I appreciate the premise that they were trying to show them that, like, I think it was, like, because you're talking about Avatar where they had, like, the blue aliens and they went to the planet and stuff like that. that one was interesting because it was, like, they were trying to allude, I guess, as far as, like, the actual theme behind the movie, I guess I appreciate it. But as overall involvement, I'm just, like, what is, like, I didn't really get it. But I like in the but as far as like the overall theme of the movie and like what the movie was like as far as like script goes and the storyline, I definitely 100% understood. But I'm kind of like in the middle as far as that goes. But I did appreciate that, which all movies do. Like everybody gets the theme of a movie, but like doesn't apply it to real life. Like we got that was like preserving the land and for like the people that originally were on there and honoring it and stuff like that. As long as they like apply it to real life, I think it kind of begs the question like, well, you have all these themes throughout the movie. Why don't you involve people that like actually have those themes in reality? So it kind of just is always like a win lose. I feel like in when it comes to like movies like that, but yeah.
Okay. So now going back to the unveil, this is a story about the main character is Sprite, and so like she's an elf, right?
Yeah, she's an elf. So like, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I know. Go ahead. I was just asking. Go ahead and tell me about this girl.
Yeah, so Alia, she's a sprite. She's like what like you would look like an everyday. I wanted the people, the elves, to be very like connected to the earth. Like a lot of our ancestors are, of course, but definitely because just the theme behind the elves are people that are very connected to nature and stars and things like that. So I wanted to make her that embodiment of that character, since we are very like super as far as like historically have been. So she's a very like, if I envisioned her as far as things, she has a locks in the book. She's like a darker complexion. She's like just this, like if you could envision somebody, she's just like super into what's around her in the nature and like culturally. It's someone that likes to be outside. Like she's just this like spirit that's just like raging and has all these ambitions and dreams and doesn't let the world hold her back. And it was just so easy to write her character because I feel like I see so much of that around me. To her, it's like naturally be like, I have all these barriers, but I still want more, and I'm gonna get it. So that was her character. That's where it came about, and I feel like also came up. I think I never debated it being a black female character, but I think along the line I realized like, wow, there's not any others out here that are like main characters. I mean, even like we're just now getting, I think, female characters like in leads as far as fantasy goes, period. But definitely I didn't see any black female leads. I think especially since they're the ones that are if we're talking about warriors in reality, or ones who are like standing up for things and injustices and fighting battles, like they would be the one. So it was just only natural that like to build this character and it kind of be relatable to a lot of people, but also that it was just, I felt like there was a need. So that's how she sprouted, and now she's real, in a sense.
Wow. Now, is it possible, I may be jumping ahead, but hey, is it possible that you may want to submit this? You know, this could be a possible film because I like the storyline. And, like, I want to see her now. Like, I love this story and the message behind it. So, you know, is there any potential for a film?
I would definitely like to see it, like, on the big screen. Like, that'd be cool to, like, see someone else's own translation, because I'd want it to be that. I'd want them to be able to definitely be able to put their hands on it and to make it into this thing that, like, you know, their interpretation after reading it, what it is and things like that. The only thing that I want to make sure and that is probably like the only thing that I probably feel like super, super passionate about, to where it's like a movie like would be made unless like this was like hands-on. But I definitely want to be involved to a large degree in casting, because especially since we're a group that experiences colorism to like a very, very like high degree, I definitely want the characters to be portrayed in, like as they are, because that's just how it should be. And so, yeah, that would be like, I would definitely like to see it as far as like the big screen goes. I think it'd be cool to see like something that you wrote, that you've written, be portrayed to you in a way that, like, you know, translates to other people. Like, even in reading the book, people probably might see Alia in a few different ways, a few different appearances. But you know, it'd be cool to see an actress portray that and be like, oh, wow, I never thought in her to do Extraordinary, which I'm sure she would. But I think it's overall, like, short answer, like, definitely I would want to see this on film, but I wouldn't want it to, but I would definitely want them to have their own interpretation as far as what they feel the story conveyed.
Okay. Now, speaking of when we were talking about with film, I wanted to speak about like what we had talked about with how there it's like a lack of love for Black people in these movies. So, like, why do you feel that there's, you know, like, why do you feel that exists towards us?
I think there's probably like a number of things. First and foremost, given our history, I think there's definitely a perception that was pitched and that was put forth to kind of hinder us. And I think to a degree, I think it's empowering very much to see yourself in a movie, to see yourself portrayed as kings and queens, or to see yourself even portrayed as a magical character. I think it's empowering, and I think it's all, I think, like, just like there are systems put in place, like, as far as like justice systems and societal systems, I feel like as far as like Hollywood and mainstream media, sometimes like it's kind of like want to keep Black people in these boxes, and because like if they see it, then they'll believe it, and you know, like it's kind of like the thing of like we didn't see ourselves as like doctors and lawyers, now there's like so many. So I think it's time that like we like that it's super important to tear down those misconceptions and to be inclusive. I think those two are major indicators of what's happening. And also outside of it, they just feel like people won't watch the movie if it features characters outside of the majority. Specifically Black characters, because I guess that's given our history. So I think that's something that I'm looking forward to breaking down. I don't feel like even when I'm talking to people about the book or pitching it, no matter who they are, like it's very important to mention that this is a need in our genre. These are like Black characters, and that they should be just as receptive as we have to characters like Harry Potter or Lord of the Rings or Hunger Games, any of these that have mainstream Black characters and we've been able to connect to. So I think it's just definitely a part of those three indicators are for sure, I feel like, probably the large in part. But I think we're at a place in society where we definitely need to change that.
Yes, I agree. Because, you know, Black people, we are magic. And, you know, I love, like, when Black Panther came out, you know, it really inspired people to see themselves, us Black people, to see ourselves as who we really are, you know.
Exactly.
You know, and they don't want us to know who we really are, or to know that we do come from royalty as kings and queens and so forth. So, you know, that, like you said, they want us to stay in a box. You know, and I like that you're changing that with your book, that you're taking things outside of the box and showing Black people that, hey, you're magical. You can be the lead in these films and even in these books. You know, they don't promote a lot of Black books on sci-fi and fantasy, and I'm sure they exist. There's a lot of them out there, you know, and they don't promote it. It's kind of looked like, you know, like, look down upon, but I like what you're doing, and my hat is off to you, you know, that you're pushing it and promoting it, and I'm really going to see this become a film. Like, I really am. Like, I would love to watch this because I love movies like that anyway. I'm a sci-fi fantasy girl, so.
So yeah,
okay. So I'm like, I like this, so I'm really excited about it. For those who haven't read the book yet, what powerful message can be taken from this book?
So there are a few in there. One that I put that I had perfect intention of putting in there, since I feel like we've kind of always highlighted throughout books and theater that, like, I feel like people get the idea that, like, you should treat people better that are, like, underserved and things like that. But one message I wanted to put in there specifically was using whatever privilege and access we have, even if we are oppressed groups, to help each other. And so, for instance, like, I as a black man shouldn't be only interested in pushing agendas that benefit me and not black women or people that are part of the LGBTQ community or people that are immigrants or coming to this country for a better life. Like, I should look at the quality of life as the same and use whatever privileges, accesses, whether despite myself, to help benefit those people. And so in the book, Alia is, she's a she-elf, and she lives in a society that's patriarchal, which means there's a lot of misogyny. A lot of people feel like she's only places in the house, and she wants to be a warrior. She has dreams that extend beyond just those minor things, and she felt like she should have the same opportunity as all the other elves that do get to do and choose their path and what they want to do. But in the same respect, there are humans that live in the city that are treated terribly and don't have any accesses at all. Don't have opportunity for advancement. They basically live to serve the elven community, and that's something that she was okay with for a long time. As a matter of fact, she kind of like helped enforce it to a degree with like her words and her beliefs and how she treated other humans. So that's something that I thought was like a very, very important message. There are also a lot of themes in here that we don't always talk about, like abuse. There's also classism that's in here that's addressed and that I think I appreciate. And outside of those terms, but those are, I feel like, three great messages that are in here outside of just the realm of just seeing, being able to read something that you know isn't like directly correlated with our present reality. Something just outside the scope, so it's just the opportunity to enjoy a great book. I feel like those are the three things I want to make sure that people get when they read this story, that they take away and make sure that they like use in their everyday lives, as well as learning a little bit about themselves and that they're magical beings, just like what they see in books and on movies.
Right. I like that. What would you say really helps set you apart from a lot of other authors who do write in this genre?
I think definitely I don't, since I am like self-published and pushing my own work, I think I have a passion that's inherent, something that that I guess you could like see in the work is that I was very intentional in the story. I wanted to make sure that the characters looked how I wanted to look them. There was no ambiguity. I didn't want anything like of that sort. Like, I wanted these characters to be who I wanted them to be. I wanted the themes to be what I wanted them to be, and I wanted the story to be what I wanted it to be. And I feel like that a lot of authors don't think, sometimes think about the end game and just putting a work out there and also trying to appeal to a masses that has never really fully accepted them. And I think that's super important to put something, to not feel like it's an expectation to just be yourself. I'm not asking people to completely be gung-ho for this story, but I want them to be able to experience it, read it, and seek to understand as opposed to seek to accept in a way. So I think that's something that disconnects me from other authors. I feel like this isn't an end game to me. This is a need, and this is most importantly me. Like, I'm not going to ask black women or black men or anyone to change who they are as people or to dim their light so that way people can feel like they can shine when everybody should be able to shine in every sort of way and form. So I think that shows for a powerful story, and that I put a lot of myself into this and didn't hold back. So I think that's something that set me set me apart from a few or a great portion of authors in this genre.
Thank you. Now this is the first book in the series?
Yes, this is the first book in the series. So, and I've actually completed like the whole story. I wanted to make sure there was like I didn't have to come back and be like, oh wow, I wrote this in the first one. I can't write this in the next one. So I wanted to complete the full series before I went into or before I decided to put the first book out.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm looking forward. Like again, I'm gonna be the person to look forward to actual movie to hit out after this because
yeah.
I'm telling you,
yeah,
like
sure.
you got a gold mine on your hands with this. So continue to push this book. I'm supporting of it because, like I said, I love it. I love the storyline. I love what it represents, and I love the message behind it. And truly, you know, I can see that you are very passionate as a writer, very creative. Like, where does
Thank
the creativity
you.
Come from?
I think actually that's a good one. I feel like I've always kind of been like this, even growing up. I think I've always had like the concept that there were things that I wanted to change, or there's like a vision, like or the vision of things that like I wanted to see happen, and I'd be like, well, I can make them happen, and like you'd hear things like, oh no, you can't do that, or you know, boys can't be good at that, or even like that, you know, or the concept that what all writing is, and how it's not this restrictive thing, and I think I've always thought to be like, if I don't like something, I can change it if I want to, like, no matter what someone says. And I think that's kind of challenged people outside the realms, whether it comes to education or whether it comes to starting that business or, you know, putting out that podcast that you, like, always wanted to do. I think it's very important to operate within those means, and I was just happened to be, like, blessed enough to, like, have realized early on enough that, like, I can achieve what I want. And I could create what I want. And creating what you want is something beautiful because it's essentially a piece of you that you externalized and been able and put out there for the world to consume. And whether they like it or not, it's there and you birthed it. And so I think that's something that I've always appreciated and I want to experience that feeling all the time. So that's the way I think it kind of stems.
Okay. Well, Jovan, it has been like a pleasure speaking to you. Like I said,
Thank
I'm excited about the whole series. I love it. I'm so happy I had a chance to meet you during Atlanta's Black Writers Weekend.
Yes, thank you.
I'm like super excited. It's like a great experience. And can you tell all of the listeners where they can purchase your book, The Unveiled?
So they could purchase my book either at on Amazon, at BarnesandNobles.com, or on WeBuyBlack.com. And you could also go to my website, HovenLRay.com, and order it there as well.
Okay. And how can listeners keep up with you on social media?
So you could follow me on social media at Joven El Ray. That's JOVENELRAY. That's on Instagram and Twitter. You could follow the Unveiled series at Unveiled Series on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter.
Awesome. All right. Thank you so much for being a guest on my show today.
Thank you for having me.
I'm excited. So I'm looking forward to the next book in the series as well.
Yes.
And just keep in mind, it would be like in the inbox, like, hey, when is the film coming out? Like, whatever producer is tuned in and listening, hey, y'all need to jump on this. This is going to
yes,
be dope.
Please, please.
So I'm excited. So thank you again for being a guest. And
thank you
have a great day. Thank you.
Thank you.
Say you've been feeling weak. Oh, well, I got that PhD. Oh, I can make you feel complete.
This is Stardom 100 Radio. Be sure to keep up with us on iTunes, iHeartRadio, and on Spotify. You can also keep up with us on Instagram at Stardom100Radio. And be sure to follow me, your lovely host, on Instagram, Tanisha D. Davis. And you are listening to TGB Remedy. Be sure to go download this new single. And also be sure to go ahead and keep up with our author who was just featured on the show, Hovind, about his new book called The Unveil. Thank you for tuning in, and we are out.
Say you've been feeling weak. Oh, well, I got that PhD. Oh, I can make you feel complex.
I'm the potion, what you hurting? I can tell you, let me know, girl, what's the hold up? My prescription, what you